Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Wouldn't the soul live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God? Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. Indeed, Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples. Left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when Jesus had gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw such signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, what the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the will of God, that you believe in the one he sent." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This is pointed out to the people that they come to look for him, not because of his words, but because he feed them with bread. But Jesus wise them, not just for bread, but also for the word of God. Also, we are taught that we should live his will, the will of God, the most important thing. During the daytime, we might be occupied or preoccupied with so many things, but not too much on the will of God, not too much with God. So Jesus is advising us to live well every present moment, to live his word. That means to love. That means to embrace all people surrounding us. Jesus loved them all. Jesus asks us also to love them all. No exception. Our prayer is important, but so important to live the will of God. Let us ask Jesus to strengthen us today, more aware what we are doing every present moment, and with joy and with heart to serve. What is impossible for man is possible for God. So let us ask Jesus to give us the strength to listen to his word and to follow the will of God every present moment.